Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. There's pretty big news in the ongoing and failed war on drugs, and you know, a broken clock strikes right a couple times, you know, a day or whatever. Joe Biden got something right this time, or at least so far. He's saying he's going to pardon all federal marijuana possession cases, as I understand it. So that's a pretty big deal. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Matt Reed Coverdale.
And we're going to go to your phone calls first, though. We actually have Joe to start things out here tonight. He's calling us from Fort Myers, Florida. And, of course, anybody who hasn't been living under a rock recently knows that Fort Myers got battered pretty heavily by the recent hurricane down there, especially Fort Myers Beach. Joe, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I express my frustration with the red tape that is just holding up a huge amount of the recovery operation down here. You know, people and workers have done what they could and what they've been asked to, but right now it seems like almost all the work is being held up by licensing regulations.
give me a specific example. Have you seen something yourself, how this is infringing upon getting things done?
Yeah, well, I came down here with a truck full of supplies and gear and the ability to just jump in and start working. But as soon as I offer somebody a contract to do that, I could be charged with a felony.
Oh, and where did you come from? You said you
from
came
New
down.
Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah, from Concord, New Hampshire. Yeah,
you drove all the way from New Hampshire with the intention to help people out, you know, fix things, clean up yards, that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's the idea, and I have a whole crew of guys that are waiting to come down too. All we're doing right now is we're paying lawyers to try to get the licensing and the partnerships and all that worked out as fast as we can, so we can start helping people.
So
it really is fresh. Go ahead.
Are you doing any sort of specialized work or just general cleanup?
Well, we have it all ready to go. So I have a tree guy here. That and roofing are the two most in demand jobs right now, and they do streamline the licensing with that a little bit, but still not enough to do exactly what we want, and it's still holding up things on that. So it also, you know, all these workers and stuff, they have to find somebody with a license to work under, mm-hmm. and those contractors know that, so it even severely lowers their pay, and their conditions are not as well either. So really just all around, it's a bad deal for everybody.
Wow.
You know, my waitresses and just talking to people here who have lost their whole lives, and you know, I can't even offer and do the stuff that I want to. You know, it's really infantilizing from the government and the bureaucrats here, how they treat and even look at you like you're coming down here, you know. And what they call it is doing things the right way. And all I see around here is wreckage and absolutely nothing getting done while they wait on their paperwork and while right. they wait on their permission.
So they're protecting.
Let's be clear
what's going
exactly.
on. Government licenses are protection, not for consumers. This is what the government thugs will tell you. Oh, we're protecting consumers. No, they're protecting the established contractor businesses there in South Florida by protecting them from somebody like Joe, who's willing to come down, willing to go to work, and it comes from a place, by the way, in New Hampshire where there is no contractor license, as I understand it. So, you know, here you are coming from a place where you just show up with, you know, ready to go, and you can get hired as a contractor on anybody's house here in New Hampshire. And I think there are licenses for plumbers. There's a few mm-hmm. things, but actual contractors, I believe, don't have a license here. Am I right about that, Joe?
For the most part, yeah, you are correct. And, you know, I rely heavily on my reputation, and
sure.
I have years and years that I show people of references, and it's really easy for people to make the decision when I go in and say, hey, this is what I have, and this is what my capabilities are.
That's exactly how that should be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all adults. We're all making decisions, and it goes, you know, it goes right 99% of the time. So, yeah,
so what is the process? I mean, what kind of, you said they're quote unquote streamlining it, but what is you know, what kind of hoops are they telling you have to jump through down there?
Well, to even pick up trash, which I've obviously done before plenty of times without permission, you have to be an approved FEMA member. You have to be approved to do jobs through FEMA. Yeah, you do, because they're doing the free pickups and they're paying for it, and they say that like they're making it a big deal. But what they don't say is they're only paying the people that have gone through that process. So there is literally, these people have to just sit there while their lives that they just emptied onto the side of the street, just sit in front of their house and wait for somebody that's licensed to pick up the trash for them. That's what's happening right now.
That's lunacy.
Free state of Florida, quote unquote, right?
Yeah, look how good it is in Florida. Let's all move to Florida for the freedom.
I'll have some announcements on some projects that I'm working on down here, but I can't really do anything with them until the red tape's done. But hopefully I'll have some updates on those.
And yeah, thanks for this update.
I have more days. Yeah, for sure. I'll be driving around some more, and I call back in a couple of days.
Yeah, please do. But I mean, what did you have? You said you had to hire lawyers to get you through this legal process. I mean, how much of a morass or swamp of paperwork are we talking about? What do you have to do? What kind of hoops are you jumping through?
Well, right now, somebody on my team is actually a law school graduate, and so I'm having him head that up back there. So I do know that it's taking up days of his time, and that he's having to draw on all of his resources and talk to actual legal licensed lawyers, and we're having to hire them. So as far as what the details are, I'm still not, I'm not even 100% sure. And I don't even think that they know yet, like how long that these processes take. We kind of have them down to what we need to do. And what's really crazy is that the state of Florida actually eliminated some special licensing, but at the county level, they still require it. So counties are requiring work licenses that the state doesn't even issue anymore.
Wow.
And you said if you were to go to somebody's house and say, hey, look, you know, I got chainsaws here. We can cut up those fallen trees. We can get rid of them. We can patch up your roof. I'm willing to do this right now. How would you get caught? Are they running sting operations? Are there cops going by checking out paperwork? What do you think would happen?
Well, it could be several ways, and the biggest way that keeps me, the biggest deterrent for me, is that the customer would know that I'm at this disadvantage, and that if there's anything that they wanted to do, they could just say, all right, well, I'm not going to pay you now because you know that we're working here illegally. And so that would be the thing, is I just really open myself up to that. And then plus, it's like you can just tell here the contractors, like I think it's Walter Block has a great article on this that talks about how the contractors are actually the ones that are the most hostile. Mm-hmm. You know, and they find out that I'm down here, and just the hostility.
They'll
that
snitch
I've received
on you.
Right,
they'll go
the
by. They'll say, "Oh, we don't recognize that truck, New Hampshire. All right, we're calling," and they'll snitch on you.
Yeah, it's pretty recognizable too. So, and that's just the whole thing, you know.
Damn.
It's just it's very, very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, this reminds me of going back to Hurricane Katrina 15, 17 years ago or whatever it was. I remember the stories after that where you had, I think it was Walmart that sent down a truck full of water and ice, and the federal government refused to allow them in to distribute that, and it just sat there as everything melted, essentially, because, we've got this handled. We're FEMA. We don't need any outside assistance or whatever. And meanwhile, people are, you know, not able to get anything to drink or keep things cold or whatever. It's just crazy.
I dream of a day. The Supreme Court's been making some grumbles lately, and I dream of a day where some pen stroke or decisions they make just annihilates all government bureaucratic everything.
I don't know why you would think the Supreme Court would ever do
because they're
like,
because they're already kind of making strides. There's some stuff going on right now that's already kind of looking that way.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, Joe. I'm sorry to hear about this situation down there, although I'm not surprised to hear about it. And please do check in with us as this develops and let us know what you're seeing down there. I appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience cleaning up after storms because I used to work on power lines. Mm-hmm. And my company used to go out of New England, but then they stopped doing it. I think it was Hurricane Sandy before I worked there. They tried to go to New York and ran into this type of stuff.
Of course, New York.
And so they just gave up and said, forget it. We're never coming back here again.
But even in
Massachusetts, New Hampshire, even in Connecticut, when there's a giant storm trying to clean up, everything's a mess when FEMA kicks in because no one cares about the meters turning anymore because everything's subsidized by the federal government suddenly. So,
if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. Whether you are down in South Florida and you comment on this situation or you just want to bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, Ridley is kicked out of a Republican meeting for asking a question about independence.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. It's a great source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and get some good introductory information about these really world-changing financial technologies that the government hates. You can learn about why the government all around the planet finds cryptocurrency to be a threat to the establishment. Over at Bitcoin.com, just click Get Started at the top of the page. And, you know, before you get into crypto, before you put a little bit of money into it, you might want to learn some of the basics, and they can help you with that. At Bitcoin.com, they also have a news site, which is updated frequently with fresh information from across the world of cryptocurrency. Just go to news.bitcoin.com to find that. Let's go to the phones here. We got Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com calling us from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, 2 days ago, or maybe 3 days now, I tried to go to my local GOP meeting. Now I was just going to kind of mingle and, you know, throw out the fact, you know, make sure everybody there was aware that 52% of Republicans polled support New Hampshire leaving the union right now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they know that they've got the base behind them, right? Well, what wound up happening, I got there, you know, I mean, a little bit after the speech started. Then I realized, then the second speech started, and I thought, well, I guess I'll just mingle at the end. I wasn't really there to film necessarily, but the second guy got, that's Burns. That's Robert Burns. So he's the guy who won the primary for Congress, and so there's a fairly good chance he'll be the next congressman. So I asked him about independence while I was speaking, and I just picked up my camera, and I said, I'm audio taping, and I started filming.
I've actually got the clip right here, Dave. I didn't know you were going to call in tonight, but I'd seen the videos that you posted, and I thought they were worthy of discussion, you know, and like I said, I didn't know you were going to call in. So I'm just going to play the clip here. That way you don't have to recap it. Hang on. Stand by. This is Ridley confronting a U.S. congressional candidate. This is the guy who, unfortunately, beat Lily Tang Williams, who was the free stater that was running in the race. He beat the Keene mayor as well. So it's kind of like a three-way race. The Keene mayor is absolutely awful. This guy, not great.
And Lily was totally the play on
this one. It was a shame Lily didn't pull that one off. It was close. Mm-hmm. Like, she was within, I would say, striking distance of winning, but didn't get enough votes. So anyway, this is the guy who they're calling the Trumper, Bob Burns, responding to Ridley's question here.
Okay. New Hampshire had independence legislation this session. If New Hampshire becomes independent, what will you do to protect us from the federal government when they come after us?
If New Hampshire tries to become independent, I will fight against New Hampshire. We're part of the union. I'm sorry. I'm not a Confederate. I'm a unionist. My family spilled blood in that war.
Well, there you go.
That was dumb.
His family spilled blood, so therefore we can never leave the union. So that was part of his answer. Ridley, your thoughts?
First of all, I appreciate the fact that he answered the question he wasn't trying to demonize anybody. And in fairness to him, he may not necessarily mean he wants to fight in New Hampshire independence physically. He just may mean he wants to fight, you know, through the political process or whatnot.
That's probably what he meant. But yeah, who knows? He might pick up a gun and shoot at those darn Confederates in his mind. Let's play more of the clip here.
We are part of this country. We are part of the union, whether you like it or not. I get it. I really want to see California gone.
Now, there was some comment he made that was hard to really make it out. Something about, like,
he said, you get it. You really want to see California gone.
So he sounds like he might agree with
California. So he sounds like a Confederate to me, as long as it's California that leaves the union.
You know, what's the shame is that there weren't other independence people that spoke up to kind of back you at this meeting, Ridley. Did you ever get a feel for the rest of the audience before they kicked you out of the room, which is, by the way, what comes up in this video, where they assault Ridley to force him out of this meeting? Did you get any feeling for the rest of the room?
No, there were independent people there, but they had stepped outside while I was asking the question. They were doing something outside, some administrative thing or whatnot. Matt Penanastaka was there. He's a state rep who, you know, voted for independence,
right?
Or at least for the right to vote, or for the people's right to vote on independence. And I think he was doing some kind of administrative thing or working on some, you know, logistical thing with somebody outside the room while that happened.
Yeah, and you never had a chance to bring up the 52% thing either, where 52% of New Hampshire Republicans in a poll conducted over the summer, the very first poll on this question, said they support New Hampshire being an independent nation now. Not later, but, like, immediately.
Yeah, that's the Scientific USA, Survey USA poll.
Right. I'm going to play more of this clip here.
So listen, I'm a unionist. I'm a unionist 100%.
Bob, can you interrupt for a moment?
Sure.
We have a policy here that we don't. Are you recording this audio?
Just like everybody else.
I'm just saying, in these meetings, you need to ask permission of the executive committee.
You have to ask permission from the Republican Executive Committee, he says, to record any of their meetings, which are ostensibly open to anyone who is a registered Republican. Dave, am I wrong about that?
Their wording is, we. I think it's not quite an exact quote, but basically what I've seen three or four times is, we welcome anyone who is a registered Republican or a like-minded independent. That's pretty much how they put it.
Really?
Pretty consistently. So, you know, maybe they thought I was a Democrat or something. But you know what? I think Democrats probably also should not be assaulted while they're at a building that says Town Hall on the side.
Yeah, it got really bizarre. I've got the other. There's two videos that you split this into. They're available on your. Are they on Odyssey, Dave? I see them on BitChute here. Are they also up on your Odyssey channel?
Something glitched when I uploaded them to Odyssey, so I've just been linking to the BitChute version.
So it's on Ridley Report at BitChute. I will link to them on our social media. So this old guy interrupts Burns as he's giving you this answer about how he's a unionist, and he gets on you for recording video. And Burns, actually, before he's completely silenced by the guy who I presume is running the meeting, or one of the elders or whatever, because they're all old, by the way. Almost everybody in this audience is probably over the age of 60. This guy gets in and he says, you know, oh, well, you can't be recording. Burns says something like, no, it's okay. He can record. But that didn't stop this guy from continuing to go against you, did it?
Correct, yeah. But Burns, I mean, you remember that video where John Kerry is giving a speech and some guy is asking him a question, and he's completely friendly to John Kerry. He just kind of goes on a little longer with his question. So the cops come and beat him, and he says, don't tase me, bro.
Oh, yeah, that one. I remember.
Yeah, what I always took away from that was that John Kerry didn't do anything, right? John Kerry could have done something about him beating up that kid mm-hmm. that was trying to help him, right? But he just, like, went on with his feet. It's like nothing was happening. But Bob Burns, Robert Burns, stuck up for me, and I really appreciated that.
All right, well, hold that thought, Ridley. I don't know if you said everything about this that you want to, because there is more where they actually assault Dave on the way, trying to get him to leave the room, even though he said he would leave. There's more coming up here in moments, and we'll play that for you. Plus, you can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime to allow Chevron to resume pumping oil there. paving the way for a potential reopening of U.S. and European markets to oil exports from Venezuela. This as the White House remains on scramble mode after OPEC announces they will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Reacting to the news that oil may soon be coming from Venezuela, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells CNN,
"Well, it's certainly a surprise move. Now, keep in mind the Biden administration has options or has been looking at options from countries like Iran, and now this would Venezuela, at the same time potentially overlooking U.S. domestic production."
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse is expected to resign and accept a position at the University of Florida. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, there's actually, surprisingly, some good news coming out of Washington, D.C., with Joe Biden announcing that they're actually going to pardon everyone convicted on federal charges of just marijuana possession. It's not like they're going to let Russell break out of prison or people who might have sold some cannabis, but at the very least, the thousands of people who have been convicted of marijuana possession apparently are going to be pardoned. So we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. It's Ian, Matt, and Reed in the studio here tonight. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com, where we have a variety of features on the site, including our podcast feed. So if you want to subscribe to the show and receive the Daily Digest episodes of Free Talk Live every single day, then you can just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can get our RSS feed link there. You can link over to some of the platforms that we're on, as well as Odyssey and many other options for you to listen and or watch the show at your convenience. Just head over to feeds.freetalklive.com to find those there. We have Dave Ridley on the line with us here from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you were calling in about something I had intended to cover tonight anyway, which was the videos that you put out on your BitChute channel, which is titled Ridley Report. You were at a local Republican meeting in Ringe, New Hampshire. Not the biggest town, mind you, so I don't suspect there were dozens of attendees there, but it looks like maybe there was at least 12 to 15, would you say?
Yeah, and, you know, as you probably noticed in the video, or noticed, there were other people who appeared to be filming It was intermittent. You know, one lady had her cell phone up, you know, and had it up for about 3 minutes. Another guy had his camera up for a while. Your cameras were coming up, going down. And so it was just, that had been going on for a while before I started filming anything.
So they didn't have any issue. The Republicans had no problem with anyone else recording their, you know, favorite clips or whatever of this politician speaking in front of the room. But when you pulled out your camera and started recording, and then further, you asked a tough question specifically about the issue of New Hampshire independence, New Hampshire being seceding from the United States. Then the some old guy on the side of the room, who's probably on like the executive committee, he demands that you stop recording and insisted that you had to ask permission first. I've got more of the clip here where they confront you on this. Let me play that here.
Recording this audio version.
Oh, wow. Just like everybody else.
I'm just saying, in these meetings, you need to ask permission of the executive committee before you start.
Under New Hampshire law, I'm required to inform when I'm recording, and I did do. I informed that I was recording. This is in a government building.
This does not apply. This is a private meeting in a public facility. You do not have the right to record it.
Then why is everyone else being allowed to record? Or at least some other people.
Yeah.
It seems like he basically denied that that were was the case. It's hard to really make out what he says to that question, Ridley.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he said either. But the main thing is they were you know, eventually admitted, well, this is town, this is government property. It's complicated in Ringe because the town hall, the old town hall, is not, you know, as much in action as some new town offices down the street or whatnot.
So you were in the old town hall.
Yeah, and he was saying that. Well, he was saying they rented it from the town.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for admitting this is government property. And I guess I can film.
Yeah, that does kind of enter into a strange legal land, right, where this is property paid for by taxpayers. It was built on the taxpayers' dime. It's being maintained on the taxpayers' dime. And I will say this. I know that the Republicans in Keene, where they meet, is also a county building. And I know they are not charged for that meeting space. I know that is given to them as part and parcel of, you know, being a, I don't know, political organization or whatever, but they're able to meet there and they don't pay a dime for it. But even if they are paying for it, is it legitimate to be able to rent private space from a place where taxpayers are paying for that space? Shouldn't you have the ability to access that space and record there? Even though it is, quote-unquote, being rented, it does bring up an interesting kind of property discussion.
Yeah, well, you know, even if they can rent it, that doesn't mean necessarily they can stop you from filming.
Yeah, I tend to see where you're coming from on that. And I would also cite, for instance, the public park. So in Keene, there's Central Square, which is the Keene Town Commons, as they call it. And there's a bandstand there that you can sort of go to the Keene city government and you can reserve the bandstand and you can pay them and get access to the power that's there. So you can plug things in for the time that you're there. And quote unquote, it's reserved to you. But it's still public property. And so if some homeless guy wants to wander in on your party or whatever it is that you're throwing there, there's not really anything that you can legally do about that, even though it has been rented, quote unquote. So, you know, it makes me wonder if the town hall is subject to any different set of rules.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out, I guess. But the
well, they didn't. Did they call the police on you, or did you just leave and then that was the end of that?
I don't know. Once I started getting body bumped, the priority was preserving the video. Mm-hmm. As soon as I was out the building, I went ahead and headed home.
Because
if I'd stuck around and kept filming, who knows what would happen to the camera? So and the video might have been lost. So yeah, you know, I could have stuck around. I debated it and just decided to go ahead and go. And also, there's this, you know, wait, this long wait.
Sure, there's a politician speaking. It could be another 2 hours before he shuts up and they finally end the meeting. I'm just going to play a little bit more of the clip here so we can see what happened to you. So, again, they're threatening Ridley, saying, you know, trying to tell him he can't record.
But the thing to be clearly understood, this is a private meeting, and permission to record what is said in this meeting is not allowed except by permission. So please stop recording that.
It's Ringe Town Hall.
Please.
This is Ringe Town Hall. The camera stays on. Camera stays on.
This is not the Ringe Town Hall. This was the Ringe Town Hall.
It says Ringe Town Hall.
60 years ago.
So this is another white-haired old guy who gets up, kind of elbows over, and says, this isn't the Ringe Town Hall. Later in the video, which I'm not going to play the whole thing, but later on, you're outside the town hall taking shots of what, you know, where you are, and it very clearly is labeled the Ringe Town Hall. He's making some sort of argument saying that, well, now the town does quote-unquote business from a different facility. That's essentially what he's saying.
So the town hall
who knows?
Is
yeah.
not in this building. The town hall is down the street.
Is this or is this not a government building?
No, it is not.
Okay.
This is a public space owned by the town, available to private organizations to use in private meetings.
How about that for a word salad, right?
Yeah, sounds like a government building.
Yeah. It sounds like a government building.
No, it's not a government building. Yes, it's a public space owned by the town, but it's available for private meetings. So just whatever it is what they want it to be at the moment.
Secondly, understand? No, that's the first.
Okay, I appreciate you admitting that this is town... Owned by the town. If it's owned by the town, I can record. Now, what I will do, what I am willing to do, is leave. I'm not stopping the camera.
Okay.
Listen, David, you can use.
Doesn't have to. Go ahead, Bob.
David, you can use anything that I said. Obviously, it's that I'm using it.
Thanks.
I'm not.
That's Bob Burns, by the way, who was giving you permission there that he was okay with it at the very least. To his credit, even though he's a unionist, he at the very least doesn't mind being recorded. So at this point, the old guy that had gotten up and had insisted that this wasn't town hall, he was across the room. He's now made his way over to Dave and has turned his back to Dave and is like right up on him. Was he touching you at this point, Dave, when he first came up?
No, he was a quarter inch away.
Yeah, he's as close as he possibly could be. I got more here from this clip.
Don't touch me. That's considered assault, but you're a quarter of an inch away from me, Brock. Well, then try turning around.
Yes.
Okay, that's an assault. That is an assault. Don't assault me.
So I got a couple more questions for you on this, Ridley. We're going to continue here. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's out there. He's getting attacked by elderly Republicans at Ringe Town Hall. It's free talk.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, apparently Zelensky wants preemptive war to be brought against Russia. I know, Reed, you want to talk about that tonight. Also, the Biden news that he wants to pardon, apparently, all the cannabis convictions for simple possession at the federal level. These are two pretty big stories. I do want to get to them. But Dave Ridley called in to start out the show, and we've been playing back some of the audio from a video that he took. Was this last night, Dave, when this went down?
October 3rd.
Okay, so a few days ago, in the small town of Ringe, New Hampshire, at the Republican meeting, they had a speaker there who is a Republican running for Congress. His name is Bob Burns, and you know, he's not particularly noteworthy. He's probably a pretty standard run-of-the-mill Republican. And you know, the meeting would have been relatively unremarkable had you not asked a question about independence, Dave. You asked him what he would do, if New Hampshire declared independence from the United States. And rather than answer that specific question, he kind of backed up and said that if New Hampshire were attempting to declare its independence from the U.S., that he would fight against New Hampshire to stop that from happening, was what he said. And then immediately thereafter, an elderly gentleman from the Republican Party pipes up and demands to know if you are recording, and you were, because that's what you do. You want to hold people accountable and get everything on the record. And you, of course, indicated that you were. You pointed out that others had been recording throughout the meeting. They say that this is town hall, or this wasn't town hall. So it is town hall, and it isn't town hall. And it's a private meeting, but it's a public building, and it's paid for, of course, by the taxpayers. But they say they get to decide who can record and who can't. So another elderly gentleman gets up. All of these people are very old, which is one of the weaknesses that the Republican Party has here in New Hampshire. And I suspect it's true of the Democrats to some extent as well. I just haven't seen their meetings, so I can't say 100% on that. But these are aging organizations, and they are having a difficult time getting younger people involved. And they're now running out. One of the younger people in the room, Dave, they actually put their hands on you, apparently, here. And so tell me a little bit more about this old guy as he backs up right in front of you. You said he's a quarter of an inch away from you.
He looks like an old drinker to me. He looks like, I don't think he was drunk at this event, but he looks like a guy that really likes to be a hard drinker at home in the trailer park.
So after I offered to, there's not really any trailer parks in Ridge. It's pretty rich. after I volunteered to leave and started doing my slow leaving thing, he body bumped me, continued to body bump me out of the building.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember how many times he did it, I'm getting body bumped out of the building now.
Yeah, I got a little bit more here. And he wasn't the only one that was kind of closing in on you. There was another guy who starts demanding to know who you are, and that's what comes up next in this clip. Here it is.
Help me.
Who are you?
I've got a question. Does it matter?
Yeah. What's your name?
Am I required to answer your questions?
No, you're not allowed to leave. You're
not allowed to leave?
You're a troll. Just get out.
As they're pushing you out of the building, the older guy says you're not allowed to leave, but then they go ahead and get you out and close the door on you, basically. And that's kind of the end of the clip. You then said you went home after this, which explains why after this part ends and you leave the building, you then came back later after the meeting had ended and shot some sort of closing footage. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I had left something there, like outside. Fortunately, I'd had the presence of mind to leave it somewhere that no one would see it. But I was just kind of putting my things together and trying to get everything and then leave. And in the process, I left something there. So I came back maybe an hour later, of course, after the meeting was over, maybe 2 hours later, and retrieved the item, which again was just outside in the dark. That's when I went ahead and got a few shots of the building.
Do you think this is, are you going to be going back to the next meeting, or is this the end of your appearances at the Ringe Republican meetings?
I don't know. We'll just see. I mean, whatever's convenient. Logistics drives policy when you're the deplatformed, impoverished Ridley Report, right? You just do what you happen to be close to at any given point. By the time I get back to it, some time could have passed because, if you think about it, the stars just have to align. It's no one else's problem, but the stars have to align for me before I can shoot a video at a government event.
Well, always good to see you out there, Ridley. Was there anything else you wanted to share about your experience?
After I left the building, the door popped back open, and I started packing my camera away. And the door popped back open, and the guy said, "Stick around. We got some people here that want to meet you."
What was that about?
Well, I guess I would have known if I'd stuck around.
Yeah, that would have really been interesting had you done that, because you, as you pointed out earlier, you weren't alone at the meeting. You did have some allies that were in attendance, including Matt Santanastasso, who is a state representative from that town. So, he's one of the independence reps. He was one of the co-sponsors of the legislation, one of the key men, if you will, of the New Hampshire independence legislation that happened earlier this year. And so, I don't think they would have surrounded you like a pack of wild dogs and piled on you, but they certainly tried to make it sound like they were going to.
Yeah, it seemed like, it was one of those things that required some calculation, but I just said, fine, go ahead and leave.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks, Ridley, for sharing the story here with us tonight. It definitely is a crazy video. And like I said, I'll put it up for our viewers to check out over on our social media. You can follow us at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Ridley, thank you for your service.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the most active activists out there.
Yes, he's awesome. He's the reason I live in New Hampshire. If it wasn't for Dave Ridley, I never would have found the Free State Project. The Ridley Report led me to the Free State Project in the first place.
Good. Yeah. And he's one of the earliest movers, too. So he was here at the beginning.
His work is peerless.
And he's never stopped.
He's relentless. He's just totally relentless. Yeah. You look up relentless in the dictionary, it's Dave Ridley's face.
Yeah, he's got a great work ethic, and I hope a lot of other people are inspired by him. So Biden has announced today that he's going to be pardoning. Says he pardoned, so maybe he did sign the paperwork today. This is the Los Angeles Times report. All individuals convicted on federal charges of simple marijuana possession, a move the White House estimated will affect more than 6,500 people nationwide.
I wonder how many of them were imprisoned because of his policies from earlier.
You mean Biden's war on drugs that he was signed on to for many years?
And what about Kamala? Kamala was the animal in California when she was there, wasn't she? Putting everybody in jail
for stupid things. Biden urged all governors to follow his example and call for a formal review of marijuana's classification in federal law as a Schedule I drug. Currently, it has the same classification as heroin and LSD and a higher classification than fentanyl. A change to the legal classification of marijuana, although not certain, would be a significant reform, clearing the way for major changes to the federal government's approach to the drug.
Mm-hmm.
According to Tiana Mays, civil rights attorney in Washington, she said, it would be a big step in the right direction. It would take this down from being a felony, which is the same right now as possessing heroin. So we're hopeful about the steps the Biden administration is taking. Now, I will say this. They have had bills in many sessions to do this very thing, whether they be filed by Republicans or Democrats or bipartisan or whatever. And it just never goes anywhere. I don't know if they've ever even passed, you know, the House or the Senate. I'm not sure how far these things have gotten, but they've never made it to Biden's desk. So I don't know if they've even made it out of committee. Like I said, I don't follow closely the goings on in Washington, D.C., but I know that these bills have never made it through. So I think that since it's the executive branch, can't Biden just issue an order and change the status of marijuana? Does that need to be done by Congress? Or can Biden just say, okay, it's no longer Schedule 1, it's now Schedule 4, or it's off the schedule entirely?
Well, I don't think the DEA has any legal right to exist in the first place.
Well, I'm with you on that. But they're not going to disappear tomorrow just because we want them to.
But that said, I mean, should those be schedule anything at all?
Of course not. I mean, obviously, the federal government schedules should be gone and, you know, leave it up to the states, if anything, to make these decisions. In fact, as I understand it, if New Hampshire or if the federal schedule were to disappear tomorrow, all drugs would be legal in New Hampshire.
Is that right?
I believe that to be the case. New Hampshire basically just kind of goes along with the feds.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that before.
That's true.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, that's not to say they wouldn't pass their own thing later on, but hopefully the free staters would be able to stand in the way of something like that happening.
So I find it funny Biden's doing this just now. Like, why not earlier? Does it have anything to do with the midterms, maybe?
Yeah, there's a good chance.
It's just building his legacy and nothing more.
We could talk a little bit more about it on the way here. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. But, you know, Trump could have done this, and he didn't.
Very true.
Biden deserves some credit when he got this. You know, he was right to withdraw from Afghanistan. He's right about this one. The number here is 603-283-6160. Hour number two is coming up. You can join us on...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.